back to Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I will take you in order. Gary of Sussex, you're up next. What's on your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
Hey, Matt. I'm a conservative, obviously. I don't know if you remember me. The thing is, you mentioned about the filibuster, about getting rid of the filibuster, and maybe not get rid of it totally, but just use it at certain times. Well, that's your opinion, and you have the right to that. But I think that would be crazy to do that. And that's why Sinema and Manchin's not doing anything about it, because they know that it's insane. You can't just go choose and pick. It's a balance of power. Well, you know, we don't have a king in this country. When you mention, everybody mentions about January 6th. What about the summer of 2020 with Black Lives Matter and Antifa just literally causing billions of dollars worth of damage? That what they've done for the years compared to one day with January 6th is crazy. We need, you know, who elects the president of the United States? It's not the Democrats, it's not the Republicans, it's independents. And with inflation and gas prices and stuff like that, you know, you can, it's not going to be, the Republicans aren't going to change, the Democrats aren't going to change, the independents are the ones that are just really pissed off at what's going on. And unless you guys end up getting things under control, it's the midterms, it's just going to be a disaster. I do believe in a balance of power. I don't want all Republicans running everything. I don't think it's good. I think we have to have a balance of power. And then one other thing I want to mention, one of your callers in the last segment mentioned about we need to clear out the prisons of drug users and then fill them up with Republicans. That's not good. I think that there are Republicans that are nasty and do commit crimes, but most Republicans are good, God-fearing, decent people, just like most Democrats are. It's a left fringe of the Democrats that are causing you guys the problems. I think that you guys need to go back more to the right, because this other guy mentioned if you get Republicans in there, he won't recognize this country. Well, you know what? That's what I said, you know, a year and a half ago. If Democrats get in there, I won't recognize this country. And I just cannot believe what's going on right now myself. Thanks for letting me say all this stuff, Matt.
No, Gary, thank you for calling in. You're a thoughtful guy, and I respect your opinions. I think I do like hearing all points of view on this show. I'm going to differ on a couple of things. One is the Black Lives Matter. I saw some Black Lives Matter demonstrations here in Milwaukee, and they really were peaceful. I mean, there were women and kids and others walking along. You're absolutely right that there was vandalism in some cities, especially in Oregon and Washington, and that should be punished. There's no question about it. However, I see a distinction between that, which was what I would call occasional violence and vandalism, which is not justified, and a group going, yelling, "Hang Mike Pence," with gallows, and saying that he should be, and that the Electoral College should not be certified. That is much more fundamentally an attack on democracy. And frankly, if the worm terms in this country and that were ever Democrats doing it, I would oppose it just as vigorously. But I encourage you to call in, Gary. You're a thoughtful guy and provide some very good commentary. Thank you. Next, we're going to Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind?
Good morning, Matt. I noticed a few things in the jobs report, if you dig into the weeds a little bit. The job creation during the Biden administration has been quite substantial. If you take a look at the data between 2011 and 2019, that's pre-pandemic, the jobs growth was 194,000 jobs a month. However, since March, it's been an average of 408,000 jobs per month. That means the current rate of job creation is more than twice the pre-pandemic rate. So in other words, you try to compare apples and oranges, taking the data away from the pandemic effect, and the job creation is a big part of the story. I know inflation is and gas prices are as well, but when we're talking about the economy, you got to take into account job creation as well. Anyway, I thought I'd point that out. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Well, that's fascinating. It's good to have somebody with some real economic knowledge looking at this. And I agree. In other words, yeah, inflation is bad, although it's somewhat on the way down. But we have real effectively full employment in this country now, lowest unemployment since 1968 or so, over 50 years. And wages are higher than they ever were before, which has an inflationary push, but I agree with it 100%. I want to see the war in Ukraine ratcheted down, obviously, like we all do. But that has an effect on it, the supply chain issues and COVID. But I think Joe Biden has done a very good job with the economy. And as long as there's full employment at high wages, I think we're on the right track. Thank you, Bill, for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to touch on two things there. First of all, January 6th was the overthrow of our government. That's a lot different than other incidents. And the GOP can also change the filibuster themselves. And if the Trump Republicans get in charge, they probably will. But I'd just like to say, you know, Joe Biden, he inherited a mess, just like Tony Evers did in this state. And they're trying to do the right thing, and they're facing strong headwinds from the GOP. They just don't want to do anything. You know, I like to call myself a socialist because I like Social Security and Medicare. Even Medicaid is a good program. They don't like them either. But it's like in this state, it's, I guess you could call it, the few ruling the many. But I just... I want to touch on one more thing, and I don't know how he's going to fix it, Joe Biden, I'm saying, is the price of gas. I hear that a lot from my Republican friends, the ones I have left. And it's going to be a big issue come the election. And the people are not going to understand that the war with Russia has a big deal. It's a big deal on the price of gas. And also Saudi Arabia, who's supposed to be our ally, it's not a big deal. And then the refineries are not up to full capacity. So, but people are going to look at the price of gas, and I hope somehow, some way, Joe can get that down at least a buck a gallon. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Excellent comments as always. Very, very good comments. And you're right on the price of gas. The one thing that I would differ from the Biden people is, The president can never give excuses. I mean, he's not supposed to say, well, is that, yes, of course, it is the fact that we're not importing Russian oil to punish them. They're basically a mafia. And yes, it's because Saudi Arabia has betrayed our request and isn't pumping more. And it's a lot of other things. But I think from a presidential point of view, I'd rather have him say, have, you know, his subordinates say that because it's true, and say, look, the buck's, Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. I get it. You know, this isn't an easy job. I didn't run for it because it was an easy job. I'm not going to sit here and shine you with a bunch of stuff about, you know, why it's the case. It is the case, and everything we can do, I'm doing to bring it down, and it's lower than it was in October. So we are doing our best. Thanks a lot for calling in. I'll tell you, the in Ukraine, Joe Biden, it is time to send the Ukrainians your major missile system with a 300-mile range. You started off giving them Stingers, which you had to focus on a tank. Then you gave them something that goes 25 miles. Now we're giving them something that goes 50 miles. The United States has 300-mile range missiles. They're guided missiles. They're very precise. And they can be shot from 300 miles away and decimate Russian troops in the Donbass and eastern Ukraine, and the ships offshore if they're within 300 miles, which they are. This is now an artillery war. This is now an artillery war. And the Ukrainians have pushed back against the Russian savages, the Russian genociders, and they've retaken part of the Donbass. And in reaction, what Vladimir Putin, who is this rat-faced genocidal sadist, has done, he launched missiles from bombers in the air over the Caspian Sea. You know where the Caspian Sea is? It's 1,200 miles from Kyiv. 1,200 miles from Kyiv. Milwaukee to New York is about 900 miles, so 300 miles west of Milwaukee to New York. Caspian Sea is really a lake now. Used to be a sea before tectonic shifts tens of millions of years ago. It's self-contained, but it's big enough, they call it a sea anyway. It borders on Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, Russia, 1,200 miles southeast of Ukraine. And what he's trying to show is that he can launch from anywhere. He can launch from Moscow. He is a savage. He is inhuman. He's an inhuman savage. In the process, here's what he's done. He has bombed and destroyed 113 Orthodox churches. And it's the Russian Orthodox Church that's supporting him in the war. The eastern part of Ukraine is Orthodox. The western part is Roman Catholic. He is trying to continue to push into Europe. He has his eye on Poland next, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and impose Russian culture. Why is he bombing his own churches? He also dropped bombs on a school where women and children were taking shelter and killed them. And now he has said, the savage has said, that if we give them these longer-term missiles, he will bomb things that weren't bombed before. Maybe what he means is he'll start bombing downtown Ukraine, including he'll try to make Ukraine look like Mariupol. At some point, we have got to step up what we're doing. They are embargoing all grain shipments to the third world from Ukraine to starve them. It is time the United States, Admiral Stavridis said this, and I respect him a lot, send ships to escort grain carriers only into the Black Sea. It's international waters, and escort them out. The Ruskies will not attack us. We have got to step this up. That savage is genocide in Ukraine. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.